very pleased to welcome the extraordinary young pianist Daniil Trifonov to talk about his new album. It's called Silver Age. First of all, Daniil, thank you for making time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Silver Age. I mean, a lot of folks know the term Golden Age. Tell us a little bit about what Silver Age means and how it applies to this new album.
Well, it's a term that is not widely used in the West. It's primarily used in Russia, and it's a time period that is the term is used to describe the time period when the art scene was undergoing some dramatic changes. There was a lot of revolutionary ideas, and a lot of people tried to expand and further the language of their spheres. It's not only, if initially it was a term applied to the poetry because there was a lot of experimentations with the language and a lot of different styles that people wrote poetry in. But then it also got reflected in the other forms of art, in dance, in painting, in music. And in when it comes to music also, we have Scriabin that delved into atonal work towards later in his life. And then we have Stravinsky, who was experimenting a lot with raw folk music. But Stravinsky decided to make it as close to the original as possible without trying to classical musicalize it, but try to keep it as folk as possible.
I read a quote from you about Stravinsky where you called him a kind of anti-romantic, and you've just come off of this Rachmaninoff project, which is, you know, the quintessential romantic composer in the piano repertoire. What did you mean when you said Stravinsky was anti-romantic?
Well, in the sense that I would even call Prokofiev to a certain extent romantic, that even though that we have a very different language from what you would expect from romantic music and music of Prokofiev, but it's full of emotion. It's very emotionally charged and can be sentimental. And Prokofiev still has a very active use of melodies and harmonies to evoke certain inner state. And for example, in his second concerto that he wrote after the suicide of his best friend, we can feel the what Prokofiev was feeling. So in that sense, Prokofiev can still be called romantic to a certain extent, but with Stravinsky that simply is not the case, because we never hear Stravinsky the person in his works. It's always masterfully crafted, but he never lets us see his personality. And it also amazes me how simply he can switch between different styles.
Can you talk a little bit about your approach, how you find your voice when you play these works?
Well, some of those works I played back when I was studying in Moscow. Some I played several years ago. For example, Firebird was actually a piece which I used as my audition piece when I was auditioning for United States conservatories. It's a great transcription. I'm actually surprised that Guido Agosti didn't do more transcriptions, because it's very masterfully done. It's very pianistic, and it's very smartly uses the abilities of the instrument to bring out colors that that are almost orchestral, and it makes it work as a great transcription.
You're also a composer, as we know. You've recorded some of your music. Does that affect how you approach these other composers? I mean, does that affect how you approach music in general, being a composer yourself?
I always try to think from the composer's perspective when I approach new works of what they could be envisioning. And I mean, of course, it's easier with someone like Prokofiev, who is clearly communicating his the emotion in the music. But it's more tricky with Stravinsky. That's probably why it took me much longer to memorize Stravinsky works, especially Petrushka.
Let me ask you, in the time we have left, you recorded this album in 2019 before the global pandemic. How has it been affecting your career and what you're doing as a soloist?
Well, actually, I wanted to record a little bit more Scriabin. I wanted to record some of the late Scriabin works for this album, which we couldn't do in time because of the pandemic, but we managed to do it last December, just 2 months ago, and several tracks will be added later to the album. Of course, in the beginning, it was nobody knew what is going to be happening. It also, at the same time, it allowed me to be more time with my family. My son was born, so I could help more at home, and that, of course, would not have been possible to that extent if I was traveling more often.
Pianist Daniil Trifonov, his latest album is called Silver Age, music of Scriabin, Stravinsky, and Prokofiev, along with the Mariinsky Orchestra, Valery Gergiev conducting, two piano concertos as well. Daniil, always a pleasure to speak with you. A beautiful, beautiful recording. Really, really have enjoyed it. And I want to thank you for telling us a little bit about it here on FM 91.
Thank you.